Welcome to Truman's Matrix. A podcast built around the craziest headlines around the world. A production of Digging Deeper Media, owned by Hale Multimedia. Where you don't know who's watching who, or who's controlling you. Right, welcome to Truman's Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just a few days away from the lunar eclipse.
Or yeah. Actually, no, it's solar eclipse. Right.
The Great American Solar Eclipse, right?
Right.
And it's going to be a fun time for some people in some states, but unfortunately for a lot of people, they're getting the cloud cover forecast right now.
Right.
But in the meantime, several weeks ago, you had dug up some information that was interesting, and we're not trying to... This is Truman's Matrix, where we do talk about a lot of conspiracy theories and things like that. And this isn't necessarily a conspiracy theory. It's just something that's weird.
Yes. Something else that's not even in the article that I found weird about this whole eclipse thing is that several cities are declaring emergency.
State of emergency.
State of emergency.
That is interesting, but they're saying it's just because of the extra people in town.
Right.
It's like, but all the services that'll be needed. I mean, emergency services.
Do they actually call it state of emergency, or do they actually just say heightened
activity?
Yeah,
I would think so. But maybe in these days and times where the crowds can get just beyond.
People can't get along?
Well, that and so large and so few services. For instance, exits and restrooms and extra water and first aid stations,
right?
You know, where people fall out from just from the heat, from not doing anything wrong, or from whatever, the crowd being too close or packed in. There's a lot of things that can happen in these huge crowds. And then when one person needs the ambulance and a second person calls the ambulance, a lot of communities are down to just one or two more vehicles. That's about it.
Oh,
so
right.
So now you have four ambulances out because of one event, and then you have an actual event in town, like, you know, an old lady having a heart attack, which you get these calls all night too.
Right.
And, you know, you don't have the emergency services for that. So I think they have to call in extra personnel and extra services. But I don't remember as a kid or even growing up that they called it state of emergency.
Yeah.
That seems like a heightened state where you could actually maybe, you know, in a state of emergency, you can change rules.
Right. Well, you know, they change words up all the time these days, so.
Yeah. Well, we have quite an article here to share with you that we put together several weeks ago about the irony of the place called Nineveh.
Yeah.
So we just decided, and we're not saying the world's going to end on this eclipse or that there is going to be a big earthquake, but if there happens to be a bigger earthquake, we are prepared in any time and any place for the coming of our Jesus, of our Lord Jesus Christ. So if he comes back through a hurricane or a flood or not a flood, but through an earthquake right down the fault line of that solar eclipse, I'm not going to be necessarily surprised, but we're not predicting it.
Right, right. Well, and there's others that are actually looking to the skies for possible visitors. And I saw somebody else post that they were going to shoot a rocket into the path of I don't know.
Not going with conspiracy theories. Not really. We're just kind of going with the fact that it's really an ironic tie to the city of Nineveh.
Yes.
In more than one place. So, Andy, go ahead and tell us what we have here.
Okay. So, to say that there is much buzz concerning the April 8th solar eclipse would be an understatement, like we were talking about.
Quite a buzz.
Why is this particular eclipse causing such a fuss? So we're going to read this article from author Michael Snyder.
Okay. And I'll just add before we read his article that one of the main reasons is because it'll be the last one that anybody sees for a long, long time.
That's true.
Right? Or there's one more and then it won't be another one for a long time. Is there one in 28? Or no, it's 34 or 38. Anyway,
it might still be in our lifetime.
Read our article on diggingdeeper.net and go to it because I have it in there.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I published.
Yeah.
But we may have 2034, I think it is. We might have another one coming up. Then after that, there won't be another one for something like 80 to 100 years. So
right, well, right. Our generation has seen several, are going to have the chance to see several.
Just in the last few years, we've seen a couple. So
right.
Here we go. Go ahead.
I'm going to share something truly amazing with you in this article, he says. And once again, a lot of naysayers out there will dismiss it as coincidence that really doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
But how is it that possible that such a vast number of coincidences just happened to take place in April of 2024? Last Friday, which was a month ago, Friday or whatever, he told his core supporters about an amazing discovery regarding how the sun, the moon, and seven other planets in the solar system will be aligned during the Great American Eclipse on April 8th. In this article, he's going to focus on seven specific locations that are named Nineveh, which just happened to fall within the path of the Great American Eclipse on April 8th.
All of them. How many? Wow. Bunch seven. Of them. Seven. All named Nineveh. Let's take a look. This is cool.
Yes. So let's start back by going back 7 years. 2017.
Yeah, I remember that one.
August 24th.
We were there.
The first Great American Eclipse made headlines all over the nation. It was also known as the Seven Salem Eclipse.
Oh, really?
So both of these city names have sordid pasts, to say the least.
Well, biblical right? paths, right?
Well, Salem, yes. Yeah. So because the path of that eclipse crossed over seven U.S. locations named Salem, those being Salem, Oregon, Salem, Idaho, Salem, Wyoming, Salem, Nebraska, Salem, Missouri, Salem, Kentucky, and Salem, South Carolina. Salem is short for Jerusalem, which I didn't know.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. That's Jerusalem. Why so many early Americans chose that name for their communities. Of course, the most well-known Salem wasn't in the path of the eclipse, but that's the one that has the most sordid history because of the witch hunt. Now, let's look at the second Great American Eclipse that's almost here. The path of that eclipse will cross over seven U.S. locations named Nineveh. Nineveh, Texas, Nineveh, Missouri, Nineveh, Indiana, Nineveh, Ohio, Nineveh, Pennsylvania, Nineveh, Virginia, and Nineveh, New York. The eclipse will also cross over a location named Nineveh in the province of Nova Scotia in Canada. So that is why you sometimes see lists of eight on social media. So, in some of these locations, residents will be able to view a solar eclipse, and in others, only a partial will be available to be viewed because they're on the, outskirts of that. Then he posts these verses. And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. Luke 17:26. An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah in Matthew 12:39. Yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown, Jonah 3:4. The total solar eclipse that will be taking place on April 8th will pass through Jonah, Texas, and through several towns and cities named Nineveh. Also passing through Rapture, Indiana. All of this takes place under the constellation Cetus, which is the whale. Also included in the path of the eclipse is the Ark in Williamston, Kentucky. 40 days after the eclipse will be May 18th, the eve of Pentecost. So, these are all crazy coincidences, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do we know about Nineveh?
Hmm. it was a wicked city, and he sat upon the hill, and he said, God, why did you send me here? I cannot believe you want me to save these despicable people. Oh, sorry. I got a little ahead of myself. I remember in Bible study.
Right.
So tell me. Sorry. Pardon the interruption. Well, Genesis chapter 10 tells us that Nineveh was built by Nimrod. Yeah, that's right, Nimrod. And I think it's very noteworthy. In addition, Wikipedia tells us the path of Bersagali eclipse crossed over Nineveh in June of 763 BC. The Assyrian eclipse, also known as the Bersagali eclipse, is a solar eclipse recorded in Assyrian eponym list that most likely dates to the 10th year of the reign of King Ashurdan III. The eclipse is identified with the one that occurred on, you got it, 15 June 763 BC in the proliptic Julian calendar. Wow, too many coincidences there. Some believe that the Bersagali eclipse happened at the same time that Jonah was in Nineveh, warning the population that the city would be destroyed. Hold on a minute.
If that was the case, there would be a reason why everybody finally decided they were going to be good, right?
Are you kidding? This is what happened because you remember what happened? He was laying under the tree, and the tree was luscious and good, and it gave him everything that he needed, and he was complaining about the people, and God took the tree away, and that's because during the time that it was growing, it had the nice coolness, and then the sun came out and wilted it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the time between the nice cool time where he could rest up there under his tree, there was the eclipse, and then, you know, he knew God things, so he wasn't scared. And then it got really hot and the tree wilted. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember the tree
I wonder
wilted.
If that's the same time that the sun came back out, because I bet it would be pretty intense if they were looking up at the sun and then all of a sudden it came out again.
Yeah.
Which, don't do that, by the way.
Right.
Wow, so other things that happened is the Bersagali eclipse occurred over the Assyrian capital of Nineveh in the middle of the reign of Jeroboam II, who ruled Israel from 786 to 736 BC, which is right inside that time. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
763 is right in there. According to 2 Kings 14:25, the prophet Jonah lived and prophesied in Jeroboam's reign. The biblical scholar Donald Wiseman has speculated that the eclipse took place when Jonah arrived in Nineveh and urged people to repent, like Andy was saying. Otherwise, the city would be destroyed. Remember, Jonah really didn't want to tell him, and he wasn't a really good speaker, didn't want to talk to him.
He was mad at them. He didn't like them.
Yeah, he didn't have any compassion.
They were so evil.
And then God took it out on him.
Right.
And then all of a sudden the people turned. I don't know. There must have been another event or something that happened that made those people turn.
Right.
And I think you're right about that. So this would explain the dramatic repentance of the people of Nineveh as described in the book of Jonah.
Right. Ancient cultures, including Assyria, viewed eclipses as omens of imminent destruction.
Hmm.
And the empire was in chaos at the time, struggling with revolts, famines, and two separate outbreaks of
COVID?
Plague.
Oh, just kidding. Oh, really? Sorry.
Just thinking about back to our last segment.
Yeah.
Sorry. I can understand how the appearance of such an eclipse could have been seen as a strong confirmation of Jonah's message to the people of Nineveh. God's gonna destroy you. I can't see. Right?
No, yeah.
Now, a historic eclipse of our own is here. But instead of crossing over just one Nineveh, our solar eclipse will be crossing over seven Ninevehs. And seven is a very impactful number if you're looking at the Bible, right? It's being reported that the Great American Eclipse of 2024 will be the most viewed astronomical event in all of U.S. history. Interestingly, out of more than 19,000 cities, towns, and villages in the United States, the very first community in the U.S. that the path of the eclipse will touch is Eagle Pass, Texas.
Eagle Pass? We did a podcast on that. That's where Elon went to talk about the border problem that we have, and that's where the big standoff is at Eagle Pass.
It has become ground zero of the national immigration crisis, yes.
Oh, wow.
Residents in a border city in Texas have revealed how police and National Guard troops have taken over, seizing their properties as migrants trash lines the streets. Eagle Pass, which is home to 28,500 Texans, has become the ground zero in the countrywide political fight as swaths of lawmakers, celebrities, and journalists flock to give their two cents on the ever-swelling migrant border crisis. Illegal immigrants crossing has overwhelmed nearly every sector in Eagle Pass, but state and federal responses have too, wearied residents say. The Del Rio sector, including Eagle Pass, reported 16,718 migrants arrested in January alone. The issue has become exacerbated under Joe Biden. Imagine that. And the southern border has witnessed a record of at least 6.3 million migrants crossing since he took office. Just another coincidence, huh? What do you think? The issue has become so horrible. There's one more thing about the month of April that the author wanted to mention. In late April, billions of 13-year cicadas and billions of 17-year cicadas will start emerging from the ground simultaneously for the first time since Thomas Jefferson was president.
Right. That's actually just a epidemiological, just a bug phenomenon, right?
Right. Right. Because there's two different, I think that's what he's going to say, but there are two different types of cicadas that, sleep or
hibernate
mm-hmm. for a different time period.
The dark ones and the colorful ones.
Right.
The dark ones are always around, right?
They're the shorter.
Shorter hibernation period.
Right.
And then the colorful ones are the longer.
Right. And so for a long time, there would only be one of those popping up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year, we're going to see both of them pop up.
Well, so our friend Vicky, if you're listening, thank you for that information originally. I mean, I don't know if that's where you got it, but I remember her posting that because she found one mm-hmm. in her yard.
Oh, she did? No,
somebody found one. And she identified and told them the story. Or she was involved somehow in clarifying what the colors were between the brown ones and the colorful ones.
So these two different broods will emerge at the same time from underground in a rare, synchronized event that last occurred in 1803. Billions of the winged insects will make an appearance across the Midwest and Southwest.
Oh, there comes all of our hamburgers for McDonald's because all I have to do is just grab those real quick. The new fake meat, right? Insect meat.
Yuck. Okay.
Sorry, you're right here. Beginning in April. For a raucous mating ritual that tends to inspire fascination and annoyance in equal measure.
It's true.
It's like, I don't know if we really want to have a bunch of mating cicadas hanging out. But there'll be billions of them, so welcome back, Cotter. They'll be here when? This year?
This spring.
Oh, nice. This spring. We're here. Well, I'll tell you what. With billions of winged insects making an appearance across Midwest and Southeast, I don't know what it's going to be like for people who are thinking it's the last coming, right? This year's dual emergence is a once-in-a-lifetime event. People will be freaking out.
Right.
While any given 13-year brood and 17-year brood can occasionally emerge at the same time, each specific pair will see their cycles aligned only once every 221 years. So if there are some mathematicians out there and statistics and probability, you understand the difference in why that is. Because with a 13-year cycle and a 17-year cycle, for them to cross, it would be only once every 221 chances.
Wow.
What's more, this year's cicada groups, known as Brood XIII, which is 8, and Brood 9, no, that's 19, that's 13 and 19.
Yes.
So Brood XIII and Brood XIX happen to make their homes adjacent to one another. Oh, how convenient. With narrow overlap in, guess where? Around Chicago, probably. It says Central Illinois. That's not right. It's not central, but a narrow overlap in Central Illinois? That's odd. Because the path of the Great American Eclipse of 2017 and the path of the Great American Eclipse 2024 just happened to intersect in Illinois.
Wow.
Illinois.
A giant X over America is being formed by the paths of these two eclipses. That giant X will finally be completed on April 8th. There's so much more about these two eclipses in the most recent book he wrote called Chaos. But as I stated there, I am not anticipating that any particular event will happen on April 8th. Rather, I believe that we will witness on April 8th a sign and a warning for the entire nation. Just like the city of Nineveh in the ancient world, we are being given an opportunity to change direction. Will we take advantage of it, or will we ignore it? Are we going to be Ninevites?
And be destroyed. So no.
Are we going to be Ninevites?
Oh, Ninevites.
And repent.
And repent. Or be destroyed.
Or are we going to be Sodomites and be destroyed?
Ah, very good. Ninevites or Sodomites. And that isn't just Bible talk. That isn't just fantasy. And I know a lot of you may play video games or be involved in different fantasy worlds. But this one is not a fantasy. And this is no joke. There is a time when you will have judgment.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't wait until that time to start your decision. It's got to be now. Because this all, it doesn't matter whether the moon's crossing in front of the sun and it makes it dark for a while and all that kind of stuff. That's, I can tell you, the Bible tells you that we don't know when it is.
True.
So there's not going to be anybody predicting it right, properly. Because man will never know and be able to predict the coming of our Lord. So we're not going to listen to those scary stories about the end of the world, but we're going to tell you every week the same story. Be prepared, like tomorrow is the end of the world. Like the next moment.
Yeah.
Be ready. And that's going to do it for this edition of Truman's Matrix. A podcast built around the craziest headlines around the world. A production of Digging Deeper Media, owned by Hale Multimedia. You can find Digging Deeper with Brian Hale on your favorite podcast network. Or visit all of our podcasts under one roof at diggingdeeper.us. And one more thing.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.